Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Stop These Three Fatal Time Traps. Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. You're working 80-hour weeks, but your company is moving slower than ever. Here's the brutal truth that most founders refuse to face. You are the bottleneck killing your startup's growth. You've become the lid on your own jar, and every decision, every process, every piece of progress has to squeeze through you first. The good news? We can fix this in the next 3 minutes. The first fatal trap is making yourself the decision maker for everything. I see founders who require approval for $50 expenses while their competitors are moving at lightning speed. Every time you say, "Let me think about it," to decisions your team should handle, you're teaching them to be helpless. Start today by setting clear decision-making authority levels. Your team doesn't need you to approve office supplies. They need you to approve strategy. The second trap is hoarding critical information. You keep customer passwords in your head, vendor contacts on your personal phone, and processes locked away like state secrets. This creates artificial dependency where absolutely nothing moves without you. Why do we do this? Because knowledge feels like power, but really, it's become your prison. Document everything and share access immediately. Your goal isn't to be indispensable, it's to build something bigger than yourself. The third trap is hiring people you don't fundamentally trust. Think about it. If you can't delegate real responsibility, you hired the wrong people. Micromanaging A players doesn't create better results. It creates resentment and turnover. Either trust your hires with meaningful work or make the hard decision to replace them. Let me share Sarah's story. This SaaS founder required personal approval for every customer support email. Her talented team was handling 12 tickets per day instead of 50. She felt important, but her company was suffocating. Sarah created simple response templates and approval thresholds. Within 1 week, productivity tripled and customer satisfaction soared. Here's your action step. Identify one decision you made yesterday that someone else should have made. Write a simple rule that empowers them to make it next time. Remember, your company grows when you become unnecessary, not indispensable. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.